Hey, thank you, Dr. Johnson. Our next presenter is Carl Finneson.
Pardon me? Okay. Hi, On Point Health Data, we've been in existence since 1976, based in Portland, Maine, and we do health data services and analytics services since then. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to talk about all payer claims databases. These are databases that are being created by states in various places in the country. They include medical and pharmacy claims, which can form a numerator for population-based rates, as well as enrollment data, which can form a denominator for population-based rates. They contain ICD-9 diagnosis procedure, CPT HCPCS codes, as well as national drug codes for pharmacy data. Primarily, these are coming from commercial payers. They're statewide, all-inclusive, and so they would include Blue Cross plans and Cignas, Aetnas, the various different types of plans. Some states are also incorporating Medicaid and Medicare data into these databases, although that's just beginning and it's not universal. These are some of the states that the darker states are ones that already have all payer claims databases, and some of the lighter ones that are contemplating creating them throughout the country. And this comes from the APCD Council as the source of this information. On Point is actually has worked in six of these states. We're currently preparing data for five of those states, Minnesota, Tennessee, Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, as well as helping Massachusetts get started on their database. The next graphic I'm going to show you after this one comes from a study that we did under Act 49. The state of Vermont requested an analysis of variation in healthcare use. And so one of the 20 or so measures we used in that study was an evaluation of manipulation therapy by chiropractors or osteopaths. This is really the first statewide multi-state evaluation of health services. That study was the first statewide evaluation of health services using state-mandated all-payer commercial data. We're looking at people ages 0 to 64, their enrollment and claims data. There were 67 hospital service areas. The study is based on where people live, not necessarily where they get their service. And we have population-based rates that are adjusted for age and gender differences. We included both chiropractic and osteopathic manipulation. I will tell you, we merged these together in the results, but the results when we do just chiropractic are pretty much the same as combining the chiropractors and the osteopaths. And these are the results across the northern New England area. There's a nine-fold variation in rates of chiropractic manipulation services. The highest rate area was Augusta, Maine at 1,325 per 1,000. The lowest rate area was Newport at 148. Per 1,000, and these are adjusted for age and gender differences in those populations. We haven't researched the causes for this variation. Obvious things could be supply of providers in the area or differences in mandated benefits in terms of the number of visits that might be allowed in different states. So there could be some variation in mandates that could be impacting these rates. I believe that Maine was one of the first states to develop a mandate for the commercial population. I'm going to show a few more slides before I finish up. As part of that study, we also looked at variation geographically, once again adjusting for age and gender differences in back surgery, and saw fairly significant variation across the areas in that type of service as well. We used episode treatment groups, and we applied the grouper to the claims data. And we're also able to look at some issues related to differences in some of the services provided along with spine degeneration, whether it was with or without surgery. The ETG grouper does not get terribly refined in how it defines surgery, so those episodes included both spinal fusion and the laminectomy discectomies. But we were able to break out different types of services, and those percents would be what percent of people had any of that type of service during the time period of their episode. This is just to give you a flavor of what's possible with this claims database. And then we could also look at average payments, proportion of people with surgical episodes. And this is just three large population within those northern New England states, Area A, Area B, and Area C, showing some variability in the actual cost per episode and the proportion that received a surgical intervention. And for my final slide, we computed the coefficient of variation. This is a statistical measure that tells you to what degree the rates varied across the areas. And so a high number would indicate great variability across the geographical areas, and a low number would indicate limited variability. These are some of the variables that we included. And after potentially avoidable outpatient ED visits, chiropractic, osteopathic manipulation, and back surgery were the next highest in terms of the degree of variability or variance in rates across the areas, whereas some of the quality measures such as breast cancer screening, appropriate use of imaging, that's a HEDIS measure for acute low back pain where the appropriate measure is to not have an imaging service during a brief episode. So I think these all-payer claims database may be of interest in use for chiropractors and in the public health arena. Thank you.